In a fitting culmination to their 2023 season, the Burt Church Chargers boys soccer team triumphed over the Springbank Phoenix in a gripping 4-3 battle at Monklands Park in Airdrie on June 9, securing their undefeated status and retaining the Rocky View Sports Association, RVSA, banner for the first time since 2018. The Chargers' determination and teamwork showed throughout the 90 minutes as they clinched the division championship. In a display of skill and determination, the undefeated Chargers showcased their spirit in what became a thrilling match. With unwavering resilience, they left spectators cheering as they refused to surrender, cementing their unbeaten status throughout the 2023 high school boys soccer season. In a post-match interview, Chargers head coach Sebastian Durand expressed admiration for his players' resilience in their 8 matches throughout the 2023 campaign. "We've been talking about this all season, and I must say, we played exceptionally well," Durand said. "If we look back at the last 2 seasons under my coaching, we played well all year and then we got to the end and we didn't get the result we wanted. So we wanted something different and, the players, got it." When asked about the key moments that define the championship match last Friday, Durand emphasized the team's ability to respond to setbacks and seize crucial opportunities when they arrived. "We allowed the players to decide who would take the penalties, which was a significant decision," he said. "It's not only about soccer but also about life lessons. I must say, they made remarkably wise choices." Reflecting on the team's undefeated 8-0-0 season, Durand touted the value of collective effort and a shared vision that propelled the Chargers to success. "They put trust in each other and that's what builds the bonds to make a better team," he said, highlighting the unity within the squad. This year's title was well-deserved for Burt Church, who won all of their matches in the RVSA, although one of their wins came in a penalty shootout after a draw in the semifinals. Looking ahead to next year, Durand acknowledged the significance of this year's banner for the Chargers. He expressed his appreciation for the players who contributed to the team's success against a tough Springbank side that was seeking its 3rd consecutive RVSA title. "This victory feels absolutely fantastic, especially for the grade 12s that are leaving," Durand said. As the interview came to an end, Durand's attention turned to the players who were still celebrating their victory. Their cheers reflected the excitement of a winning season that ended with a hard-fought triumph against a fitting adversary. On the opposing side of the pitch, Springbank Phoenix co-coach Danielle Hughes praised her players' valiant effort and resilience throughout the final, as well as the entire season. Despite the narrow defeat, Hughes acknowledged the Chargers' strengths as a squad while highlighting her own team's determination. "We started the season slow and today's game is proof that with hard work, you can all improve," she said. "At one point we were ranked 5th and, today, they nearly forced the game to penalty kicks. That is something to be incredibly proud of and there's no reason they should feel anything other than pride right now. It will be exciting to play, the Chargers, again next year." Hughes recognized the challenges posed throughout the season but remained optimistic about the future of the Phoenix boys soccer team, who won the league last year as well as in 2019. She spoke of the growth and development witnessed in her players and their ability to learn from experience. "With the smoke and rain, we ended up not playing some games and losing practice time and there was no way to prevent that," she said. "You can be mad that you're losing, or you've made a mistake, but the best players know how to use that anger and turn it to motivation to improve and get better. While we didn't win this year, I don't think any of us are upset. We did our very best and next year we will be better."